The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
One more email here. This guy says, "Hey bitches, I consider myself a normal middle-aged guy, and I have the ass and taint hair to prove it."
Okay.
"I've had what I consider to be fairly common irritation in that region, and I've been looking for ways to stop it. I think I just hit the jackpot. As a last-ditch effort, I was considering a Brazilian-type wax to see if that would help with the irritation." Now, to reiterate, it was a last-ditch thought.
Mm-hmm.
"But I did come across some hair removal cream stowed away in the bathroom cabinet. I was hesitant at first of the possible irritation or allergic-type reaction. But guys, I can't explain the relief.
You went full Dave.
No reaction. And my taint and ass are as smooth as before I hit puberty. It'll be a matter of time before I can say that has really fixed my problem. Because I know when the hair starts to grow back, it could be irritating. But right now, it's heavenly. I guess worst case scenario, I just have to use more cream. I just want to float that out as an idea for anyone listening that has an untamed taint."
It's just so crazy because I'm as hairy as anyone could ever be. And I don't have any kind of like
need to
wax.
Irritation. I'm literally,
His taint irritation. Somebody help him.
My balls and my taint.
His balls and taint are so hairy and irritated.
Oh my God. I guess,
see that commercial. It's like as seen on TV.
It feels like something else. It feels like something else.
Like you're sitting in a bar and your buddy starts to do that.
Hey, somebody, need a medic or a waxer.
Hey guys,
he's got a real. What's wrong today?
Oh, my taint is so irritated. Oh, my butthole is burning.
Don't you hate that?
It's just the hair.
Yeah, have you tried Taint Away?
No.
Taint Away.
It takes all the taint hair right away.
Apply it to the irritated location and instantly removes the hair.
I feel great, guys.
Imagine I go to the bar.
You look so much happier, Jack.
Now you can enjoy this beer.
Thanks, bud.
I know what you're saying. I'm not a hairy guy, but I've never ever had like a need irritated taint.
Right.
No.
I think there's more to the story.
Well, Chuck? What do you think?
I don't know. Like, it could be a lot of things. Maybe you're not showering enough. Maybe you're not like washing it down there. Or maybe you're using an aggressive soap down there. But I can't. Listen, your body's designed to have hair on it. The hair shouldn't be
causing it.
Right, unless you got like Brillo pad type hair.
Yeah, maybe his hair is.
It's just a wild, untamed taint.
I mean, like the hair will, I mean, obviously it'll trap in sweat. Maybe he sweats down there a lot more than other people, so it's like a greenhouse effect. Mm. I don't know. It's just one of those weird.
It's a million different ways that guy's taint could go.
Yeah, absolutely. This guy said, "I did waxing. It was nice, but when it grew back, it was really itchy ever since. And I had a good number of ingrown hairs."
Yeah.
Mm.
See, someone said, "Chuck, what if you had sweat for 10 hours? What would you be then?" I would be irritated because I've sweat down there for 10 straight hours.
And that could be
go take a shower. You know?
Yeah.
If you sit in any, I don't care how hairy you are.
During those 10 hours, he doesn't want to be irritated for those 10 hours. Never mind showering. You know what I mean?
I'm saying this. Even if I had no hair and I got in a scenario where I was ball sweaty for 10 straight hours, it's not going to be fun down there. It's going to be a disaster down there. You know? Like, if you let yourself just sit in funk for too long.
Yeah, things go wacky.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that is probably, it's like.
You think that it's a combo of, like, him sitting, letting his taint hair just kind of ferment.
Yeah.
Ferment?
Yeah.
Right.
That's a bad word.
That is a bad word.
James, can I ask you a personal question?
Mm. Of course, Dave.
We both have admitted that we've used that hair removal cream on our junk. I've never gone like beneath my balls. Have you?
Balls, taint, up the butt crack?
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, that's right. You've done it all.
The whole undercarriage.
You did everything.
I use the narrow way or whatever you call it.
Okay. Yeah, I use a stick to apply it to.
Oh, do you? That's nice of you guys.
Popsicle.
Popsicle sticks. After I eat my bomb pop, I hand him the popsicle stick and use it to apply the taint hair removal.
You guys have some fun times, huh?
The weekends are a blast. That's why I'm so sad when the weekend's over.
Yeah, I'm just taking care of them.
You gonna come back here and pretend like we're not lovers?
You don't really do a good job of that.
You don't do it all the time.
If we're hiding it, we suck.
Yeah, real bad. real bad.
I didn't know. I've never gone, as I said, beneath my balls, so... But I don't really have a hairy issue, so that's another issue.
Yeah, I only used the cream one time down there. I burned myself so bad on the side that I was like, forget that. It's just not even worth it to me.
Yeah.
I'll have a small level of hair down there.
I've never imagined using a chemical to take off hair.
If you have a reaction, that's totally different.
Yeah.
But just to like leave it on there for 10 minutes and then... All the hair's gone, no nicks, no cuts.
Yeah.
Ooh. Anybody who's listening right now, don't do the full 10 minutes that Dave just said. Work your way up to that point. I'm a disaster once it's been like more than 3 minutes.
I got to
shower that stuff off. Otherwise, I got chemical burns.
I'm telling you right now, like I had it on for what seemed like no time at all. And I burned myself on the side. So bad that I was like,
in your leg crease.
And I was like, this is terrible.
That's the worst. Cause I think it'll like just accumulate in there and you don't even realize.
That's what happened.
You could try to rinse you got to be thorough
with the rinse.
And like the second you start to feel something itch, get in the shower and get it off.
The stuff I had is like, you're in the shower. Like it's designed to be done while you're in the shower.
See, the one I've used is you apply outside of the shower, let it sit, then you go in the shower.
Yeah.
This is the same stuff ladies use on their legs.
Yeah.
I just put it on my nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
So be careful.
I won't do that again.
If you're taking care of your taint, be
careful. Manscaped for me.
No. The Houston Astros are probably the only sports team that's relieved there are no fans this season because they were expecting a ton of heckling after their massive cheating scandal was revealed. But fans in Oakland still found a way. They set up a GoFundMe to fly a banner over the stadium that said Houston Asterix, a reference to how they cheated their way to a World Series win in 2017. They wanted to raise $1,200 and the campaign made twice that. So they flew the banner over two games in Oakland over the weekend. And now they're hoping to raise more money. Now they want to follow the cheaters around the country and bother them no matter where they're playing.
Oakland fans will always find a way to be annoying.
They sure will. They sure will.
Can't stop them.
No. I saw one of those planes flying a banner over the weekend. I was like, what the heck?
It was the Astros and A's that got into that brawl over the weekend too, right? Where they cleared the benches and they were all...
Was that them?
Yeah, there was another brawl.
Damn it.
It took a long time to sort of start. It's like a brawl with everyone 6 feet apart.
The excitement of a brawl.
No, they eventually
weren't 6 feet apart.
Yeah, eventually fought.
That was definitely the problem there.
Here's a little bit of it, I guess.
I see it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, if you're going to hit that.
We did it! I don't know what's playing. Toto's playing. Apologize for Toto. We're going to pause Toto.
I thought that was part of the video. Brawl kind of strange.
Did they really do that?
I like watching fights to
Let's
Toto.
Let's watch it. Let's watch the brawl now.
It's a great video.
Okay, here we go.
This is incredible. So, it's like takes a while.
It's perfect. You should watch every fight to Toto.
So, like, you think it's over.
You ever watch
Fights to Toto?
Right.
There it is.
Yeah,
the announcer's like, not a good idea. They're all face-to-face, all fighting. Very few have masks on.
Coronavirus!
That's what we need, Cardi B. Coronavirus!
Oh, as they said, it's like they're synchronized.
There she is.
Coronavirus!
I said like 15 things at the same time.
Coronavirus!
It makes it so much better in the song.
This is the best.
Coronavirus!
This is
so dumb and funny.
I love it. love it.
Coronavirus!
DJ Chuck.
What a mix.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Bye, Toto.
So, that song's longer than I thought it was. That's almost 6 minutes.
There was a guy, so like at one of the A's gets plunked, and then he wanders over. But what you didn't see there was he wandered over to the dugout, and the guy was like, "You want to fight someone? To fight me? Wanted you to fight me? You P-word?" And he was like, "What?" He's like, "Come on!" And then he just beelined right for the guy, and then another dude grabbed that dude in a headlock. And then then the bench is cleared.
Then done.
But it was kind of like simmer, slow. Yeah. Everything's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. Just go to first.
It was very mm-hmm. Rosanna.
Yeah. And then some guy called him out.
Good idea.
This is not a good idea.
Sprinted toward the dugout, and this is not good, folks.
This is not good.
This is exactly what Major League Baseball said you absolutely cannot do.
Yep. That would be a super spreading moment.
Yeah.
They don't care.
No.
Yeah, up in each other's faces, no masks, and screaming and spitting at each other.
Yeah.
That's how you get it.
Coronavirus!
That's how it happens. Yeah. Coming up, our douchebag of the day. What did this guy do at a Chinese restaurant in Canada to earn that title? Let's find out.
You're a douche.
I'm not a douche.
You're a stupid douche.
You are so a douche. I'm nominating you for Biggest Douche in the Universe Award, you douche.
Dave and Chuck the Freak salute the douchebag of the day.
This douchebag absolutely loses it at a restaurant because they took too long to prepare his order. It happened in, of all places, Canada, famous for friendliness.
Yes.
The man was at the Chinese Garden restaurant in Blind Bay, British Columbia, when he exploded at the waiter for taking too long to prepare his order. Of course, it's today's day and age, so it was caught on camera.
An hour ago, are you making my food? Can I see what they look?
That's me.
No! Why do you even take orders? You can't make them and make those food! Are you I don't care anymore!
Oh,
I'm gonna go feed my 2-year-old!
What, Chinese food?
Yeah. You can't take orders! Tell people you can't!
Jeez.
Need some blood pressure.
Stuff going on there.
His ass down.
Yeah.
The person who shot the video said the guy showed up during the Friday night dinner rush saying a delay on food is no excuse to treat people this way. The restaurant's a local gem. The owners are such wonderful people. Can't believe he screamed like that. And the guy tore out of the parking lot, almost hit 2 parked cars.
James, yeah. I hope this never happens to you.
Well, I had a similar incident at home this weekend.
At home!
With a piece of pizza that fell off my plate as I was walking into the microwave.
No.
I berated it just like that man berated that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What's your problem? I'm trying to reheat a piece for lunch. And you fall off the plate. And it's for the microwave. Why does the universe forsake me?
So you were screaming, though, just like you were just screaming at the universe. You weren't directing it at the pizza or
it was the
person.
Universe and the piece of pizza.
You were screaming at the pizza.
Because once I picked the piece of pizza up off the floor, knowing that now it's not going to be edible, I squeezed it in my hand with all the pressure I could and then slam dunked it into the trash.
Yes.
And unfortunately, my fiance was in the kitchen and witnessed the whole thing. I don't know how much longer she's going to be my fiance.
Yeah. You got to work on bringing that down.
Just that shot you got.
It's not the steroids anymore. They've gone through my system.
Oh, I thought you had
just your natural James Reid.
Yeah, okay. It was just pure James Reid.
Right. Look out below. All right, those are my thoughts, not yours. I'm Dave Hunter on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We'll start with the deadly guacamole accident.
Well,
you guys,
I wish you all well. You guys are all going to die, but I'll be alive.
It's one of the last ways I'd want to go out.
Yeah.
Guacamole. Killed by guacamole.
Yeah, for sure. It's a bad day.
But you don't expect it, really.
No. You don't.
Seems like a safe
condiment. It actually turned out to be a high-pressure food processor that was being tested to make guacamole. It exploded in upstate New York the other day, killing a former mayor and injuring two other people.
So, like, there was, like, a mayor there, they're just checking stuff out?
Well, I guess he's in this new business now. No longer the mayor. He got into the guacamole.
Well, he's not
He's deep in the guacamole. Well, used to be. But the former mayor, Joseph Kapp, 67 years old, died of injuries from the blast that occurred shortly after 7 in the morning at Innovative Test Solutions in Schenectady, New York. Two other people suffered less serious injuries. They were admitted for treatment at the hospital. The fatal explosion occurred as the food processor was undergoing tests to manufacture guacamole. It's unclear what caused the blast, but fire crews don't believe anything was suspicious. The dude who died served in a bunch of different roles in his community through the years. But was excited in this new business venture of guacamole.
It's probably the most exciting business venture he's been a part of.
It sounds like it. I always think of, like, the eulogies for these crazy deaths. Like, the guy is like, he was a former mayor, hero of our town. Nobody saw that guacamole accident coming.
And is it one of, like, is it a bullet style? Like, was it a tiny little thing and it exploded like it right in front thing, of him? Right? Or was it like an industrial one?
It's industrial.
Yeah, I think I'm hoping it's industrial, because if a bullet killed you, that would suck.
Kitchen pro type thing.
No, I think it was a big one. Oh, my God!
Oh, just covered in guac and pieces of shrapnel.
There's nothing left, yeah.
Watching somebody take their last breaths covered in guacamole.
That's I will get some on your face. I'm going to get some, too. One more chip for you, you guacamole-loving son of a bitch.
That's good.
There you go, bud.
That's good.
There you go.
I hope it was tasty. I hope you at least got to say it worked.
Honest guacamole there. Eureka.
Eureka. Yeah, it was a high-pressure food processor using being tested as they were making guacamole.
Nobody saw that.
I don't know much about guacamole. It's not my wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. But do you want it like really minced, or do you like it?
I prefer mine a bit chunky,
a little chunky.
Yeah,
I guess to me.
But
chunkier,
they sell, like, you can buy stuff in the store, like, you know, in the refrigerated section, and it's like
really
pretty fine.
Yeah,
so that's what
it's
they're
more
making.
Like, yeah,
they're making just a mash of everything. Mm-hmm. I would want mine, I guess, if I was into it, to look a little more homemade.
Yeah, Amber makes it all the time, but she doesn't use a food processor. She just, you know,
mashes
it up by hand. Mm. And that's the way I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But other people must like it.
No, I didn't know it was so deadly.
Well,
it can be.
That family, anything. Really, the family will never be able to eat guacamole again.
Oh, right. No. Guacamole killed your dad.
Yeah, like,
you can't.
You walk every party you go to.
It could be a fiesta, really?
Post-traumatic stress.
Right.
Exactly. Every single time.
I think, like, Mexican food, probably you're done with Mexican food.
You got to swear off.
You got to rule out in an entire
country.
You're
like, do you want a side of guac with that? No? Okay.
My father was killed by guacamole.
Oh, jeez.
My father was killed by guacamole.
Okay, well, scratch that.
God, I pissed myself.
Oh, boy. How about salsa?
Yeah. Oh, it's got fruit and vegetables in it, too.
My father was killed by guacamole.
He was.
He really was.
So sad. Mm-hmm. So devastating.
R.I.P.
It is. There's his picture right there.
That poor son of a bitch. You can tell he loved guacamole.
Yeah.
You can. You can see
that wasn't
eyes.
His first go-around with guacamole. He had many nights with guacamole, it looks like.
I wouldn't love to see it, but I'd be interested to see the aftermath of, like, large explosion?
just guac everywhere.
You know?
Yeah.
Was it... Yeah, was a whole building flattened?
Oh, there we go. Oh, is this a video? Hold on.
This could just be a news.
Died after an explosion at Innovative Test Solutions in Schenectady this morning. According to the city fire department, a pressurized container used for food processing went up in flames. Two other victims were injured in that explosion. The fire chief says he believes repair work was being done on the equipment when it failed. But again, one person now dead.
So there was no guacamole, no avocados in there?
No, nothing even in there. They were just fixing it and it exploded.
Oh, there wasn't even any guac.
No guac at all. But still, it was a guacamole maker.
It would be dead to you. It would have to be dead to you. It would remind you of your dead dad every time.
Every single time.
With every dip.
Right. You're like, each dip.
Every scoop out of that bowl.
I think I'd still eat it, though. Yeah. It's so damn good.
I'm not big on it either. Like, no, I'm like chocolate.
I love it.
I like Mexican food, but I don't really get into the guac.
It's the avocados, isn't it?
Avocados are weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew it.
They're mushy. Yeah, I don't like.
Hey, here's a little tip of the day for you. If you plan to go stealing.
I do. I do plan on it.
And you're going to shove all that stuff in your shirt.
That was my plan.
Chuck, then don't wear a tank top.
Tank top.
Every time I rob, I wear a tank top.
I have money-shaped chest disease.
Yeah. Perhaps it was the hot pink tank top stuffed with women's wear that let the cops know something was up here. But the public has helped police identify an accused lingerie thief at a Pennsylvania Walmart. There's a picture of the guy.
Oh, my. I don't know how he got caught.
A tank top's not a good stealing shirt.
It's really not.
Well, you really could see everything plain as day sticking out of it.
Sir, do you have 1 million pieces of lingerie in your tank top?
No, I
guess he does look like a old sailor.
he does.
I'm an old sailor, just with my pink tank top.
And I think he is. He's got like a turtle swimming on his arm. Yeah. And he's like an old Navy guy.
That means something, right? Like, because a tattoo started out with the Navy, I think.
Yeah.
Photos of the suspect posted by Richland Township Police in Pennsylvania quickly led to the suspect's ID and to charges against the man. The suspect is accused of stealing many pieces of women's lingerie from a Walmart. Police issued thanks to the community for their assistance in nabbing the accused lingerie napper.
Some of the hottest lingerie is at Walmart.
It is. And you got, is he stealing it for his lady to wear? What's the motivation here?
Sounds like for me, sounds for him.
You think it's for him? Yeah. I guess if you're wearing a hot pink hot tank pink. Top,
yeah.
Maybe you're into that.
Yeah. It's possible.
He's into it.
It's hard to imagine that
He's
guy.
Into it.
It's hard to imagine that guy's into wearing lingerie.
That's
but
the guy I think that is almost all the time.
Really?
The old sailor man?
Old sailor man into lingerie.
Remember, Lise, when that guy bent over in front of you and he had the thong on, he was putting on a little show? This is the kind of guy I feel like puts on a little show like that.
You think so?
Yeah, he like intentionally gets caught. Ooh, you see my whale tail.
Did you see my thong?
Oopsie.
Damn.
Oopsie poopsie.
I keep dropping everything.
Oh, that's disturbing.
But
I was just hoping he wanted it for his lady.
Yeah. He doesn't care about getting caught in the least bit. He was just doing that for transportation. Huh?
How do you walk out of Walmart like that and no one recognizes the fact that you've got like 20 pieces of lingerie in your tank top?
Usually the old lady at the end would tell you.
Oh, yeah.
I say what you got in your tank top. It's not very hidden.
Probably just karate chopped her.
Yeah.
Well, he made it out of the store.
Yep.
It's hard to believe.
It is, but they've ID'd the guy and now they got their suspect. Not a good stealing shirt again.
No.
Not that I want to give any stealing tips, but don't wear a tank top to steal. We're off to Peoria, Illinois.
Peoria.
Two boys selling lemonade at their stand were robbed at gunpoint.
That's the tough times we're in.
But it gets worse for one of them. The pair was approached by two male suspects. One of them had a gun. Police say the suspect stole the kid's money and ran off. They're not saying how much money that he got away with. Police were investigating. When they posted this, though, up on their Facebook page looking for suspects, the mom commented how horrible it was, saying, "My son even soiled himself."
Oh, well,
that's embarrassing.
Mom.
Jesus Christ. Did you go on the police Facebook and talk about my fear diarrhea?
Aww.
Did you?
It's true.
I totally crapped himself.
He said, look at what I'm dealing with. Hey, bud, what's up?
Hey, man, I just...
Boo!
Hope you didn't poop your pants.
So, rest of the year. The rest of the year, this whole thing, huh?
What's up, poops?
You read the Facebook post, I see.
It's everywhere, man. It's everywhere.
Jesus H. Christ.
You want to go home and thank your mom for that one.
You try getting robbed!
I'm going to thank your mom after I'm finished with her.
Oh, my God. That goddamn bitch.
Drink some lemonade after you're done, too.
Seriously, Mom. Aww. Honestly?
How old are the kids?
It just says boys.
Aww. You know they're young. I mean, how old are you the last time you had a lemonade stand?
Under 10, wouldn't you say?
Under 10.
Under 10,
yeah. Hopefully kids don't have Facebook pages anymore, really.
Right.
So maybe his friends won't see it.
He soiled himself. My child just soiled himself. It was so scary. He peed and pooped his pants. One of the little guys had a gun in their face. First of all, what douchebag robs a lemonade stand at gunpoint? You don't need to pull out a gun. You just tell the kids to give them the money.
It's not a good time to have lemonade stands. Everybody's so desperate.
I know.
Crazy.
Violent. Violent times.
Violent times.
Give me that $12. You worked all day for it. Come on.
How much are they really going to take in?
Yeah.
Maybe $20 if he's lucky.
And then you poop yourself, and then your mom tells the world.
Like,
everything about this story is horrible.
Of course he pooped himself.
Yeah.
I'd guess, do you think 10-year-old Andy would have pooped himself with a gun in his face?
Yeah, I'd have pooped myself just from the heat.
Actually,
summer lemonade stand.
Are you used to it?
You don't know what might have happened, depending on what your dad trained you.
Oh, that's true. Right. I might have just out of a reflex, like, disassembled the gun.
It's just in you.
Just
had it in you.
I'm like, ah!
Yeah, it's like,
I don't even know where that came from. Some real Jason Bourne stuff going on.
You don't know until you're put in that scenario.
That's true.
I still pooped.
Yeah.
You poop and disarmed.
Yeah.
Poop and disarmed just like I was trained.
Boy, I didn't train at one part.
Yeah, I know, but she made it happen.
Mm-hmm. Are there fear poopers?
I'm sure.
Of course. It's part of your natural response.
You feel fear in your butthole first, right?
Yeah.
I think every emotion's butthole
It either puckers or releases.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That would suck. Honestly, anytime you were frightened, you'd poop yourself because people would take advantage of that.
Like a fainting goat?
Like a completely involuntary poop response.
Is anyone listening have fear diarrhea? Do you have fear poops?
Well, I've had James fear does. Guts before. Like,
oh, yeah.
But usually the seal never gets broken.
Well, thank God, right? But maybe there's people where the seal gets broken. 1-855-954-6969 if you're willing to admit you have the fear poops.
Do you have fear diarrhea?
Diaphera.
I got a bad case of diaphera.
You've been stricken with diaphera?
I have.
Oh, my God. They have no medicine for that.
Fear causing.
Just need to not be scared.
It's actually poop. Fear causing.
Fear causing poop.
Let's see if there's... Yeah, anxiety pooping.
Well, I can understand anxiety
like
pooping.
Like you make it to the toilet.
But anxiety
right?
diarrhea.
My diarrhea gives me anxiety. Calls my
can
anxiety.
You really poop your pants because of fear?
Yes.
That's a hell of a question.
I think it would take an extreme situation, like a gun in your face.
Right.
Or something. Well, not for me, but for people that maybe have a problem with fear-area.
I think fear-area. peeing yourself is the normal response.
Yeah, you hear about that all
people
the time.
People would, I guess, be more...
And I'm guessing
I think at those haunted houses,
like the haunted houses,
poop their pants all the time.
Yeah.
I am guessing that the guy just peed himself. But the mom just put soiled. And soiled to
me... I think you're right.
Soiled to me is poop.
I know. Soil.
That is soil.
I know. That's how I think, too. But my guess is she...
It could go both ways.
Yeah.
You could use it soiled either way, right?
Yeah. Things.
Soiled.
And a mom would put that rather than...
Right. Peed.
Pooped.
Peed.
Yeah, but there is definite, like, fear poop and fear diarrhea is a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's brave enough to admit it to us, but...
Well, it's hard to call into a radio show and say that you've...
Patch me through right away. I've had...
poop when you're scared.
I'm ruining pants left and right because of my fear diarrhea.
I watch horror movies.
This guy said, teaching my daughter to drive, and she pulled out in front of a truck. I had to run inside and use the bathroom because it literally scared the out of me.
Yep.
Your daughter will never forget that.
No.
My dad had to go
okay,
run in and
poop. Here's something to know. If you pee and poop yourself in a car accident, they'll give you more money for the embarrassment of it.
So you might as well
do
it.
So someone fender bends you.
Just like, squeeze it out. Look what else he did.
Oh.
I would never admit to that.
Oh my God. Yeah, even
if how much more money?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
You would, but
do you think that guy pooped himself?
Was the lawyer covering it?
He said he did.
Yeah.
He probably wouldn't know, you know?
Right.
He can probably be like, I think I pooped myself.
This person said, me and a friend were ding-dong ditching, and we hit the same house several times throughout the night. Well, the guy caught on, opened the door, and chased my friend with a golf club. He pooped himself out of fear.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
So I do think you have to be in... You have to be in a compromised situation.
Yeah.
For instance, like me in here some mornings where it's like I'm sweating from it.
Well,
and then all of a sudden something super scary happens.
You could poop yourself in here if something scary happened.
Well, even if you laugh too hard.
If you're saying like you're in a volatile state already.
Yeah.
Very it's touch and go. And then all of a sudden you get in a car accident on your way home.
Yeah, then the seal gets
and broken. Then you know, that's probably
That's a little push you might need.
It's all the push I would need.
Someone said, I had a good friend in high school. You could jump out from behind somewhere, just say boo. It would cause him to poop his pants. Sad part was, once everyone found out, he was good for a laugh at least once a week. We were at the beach one time.
No.
Someone came up behind him, tried to pull his shorts down.
No.
The fear on his face as he reached to pull them up, he pooped on the person behind him.
Oh my God,
people are so mean.
Oh, kids. You pants the pooper? How do you pants the pooper?
It was like pants and a skunk. Like you got
but
him.
But then you get sprayed.
Yeah, you got sprayed.
Poop pranks.
You don't want to be a part of any poop pranks.
Mm-mm.
That poor guy.
God, I disagree.
James wants to be a part.
James. I'll be all a part of the pranks. Whose pants we got to pull down?
So, James. Because I could see what you would do, James. You'd be like, you'd try and convince someone to pull down the pants of the pooper to get pooped on.
Did you hear that? Billy might poop his pants. If you pull him down in front of everybody, he'd be so scared. Oh, crap all over the place.
Chris,
talking to my girl right now, go do it.
Chris is with us. Say that. Chris, do you have the fear poops?
I do. I have... what do they call it medically? The IBS-D, irritable bowel syndrome, the diarrhea. It doesn't help that I also suffer from anxiety, but whenever I'm put in a situation where my anxiety kicks up, my stomach says, all right, let's go have a timeout.
So, but you'd like not at that moment. You have time to get to the bathroom usually.
Usually, yeah. I mean, it's not like where I'm like, doing a duck walk, clenching my cheeks and running, but it's like a 2-minute warning bell.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't count.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. You literally have to poop yourself.
Yeah.
Someone said that I don't fear poop, but I have fear farts, definitely. And boy, did they stink to high hell.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Jesus, that one was ripe. You're very scared. So scared.
Isn't like fear and laughter have a lot of the same things in common, like body wise. So
right.
If you have like fear farts, you probably have laughter farts.
Well, yeah, you can't be giggling it up.
No.
You live in fear of your own fear. Farts.
What a movie.
Fear farts.
Fear farts. Fear farts. Coming soon.
I'd so much rather have fear farts
than fear
than
poop.
A fear poop.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not great. But still better than
poop. It'd be funny if you got scared by your own fear fart, and then it made you fart a second time.
Oh, my God.
Twice.
Mm.
Startled myself with my fear fart.
Friend of mine never had fear diarrhea, but pulled over by the cops. They thought that he was the guy that committed a crime because he had a car that looked like the guy's car. Mm. They had their guns out. And that's when he got the fear poop.
Mm. A gun to your face will probably make a lot of people have diarrhea.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I guess it would. Sean's with us here. Hey, Sean, you got the fear poops?
Nah, dude, I got the fear pee. Or not the fear pees, but like the excited pees, dude.
So you get excited and you pee.
Yeah, like as strange as that sounds, dude, like before, like if my adrenaline gets going, like before a fight or something, I have to pee, dude. Like, wow. I've almost peed myself, like, twice, but usually when I get pumped, dude, like, I gotta pee right on the
like spot. You can't do a roller coaster then, I would think. You just would wet yourself the whole way.
Actually, usually I pee before I get on it,
He knows. You gotta drain it before you go there. Matthew's in Port Charlotte. Matthew, what about you?
I had a time where I pooped myself. I was at a bar, leaving, and... I threw my beer bottle behind me as I was leaving, and I guess it hit somebody, and they came up behind me and started choking me from behind.
That'll do it.
Yep.
And I started losing consciousness, and I was fearing for my life. So as I was falling back to the ground, I was starting to pass out, and I soiled myself right then and there.
Yeah.
So as I was passing out, the only chance I had of getting out of there is I took my knife out of my pocket and I cut his hand, and after that I got up and took off running.
That's a crazy night, can I tell you?
It sounds like a crazy night.
A scene they didn't put in Roadhouse.
Yeah.
It was too much.
The poop scene was graphic.
Because, you know, if someone throws a beer bottle and it randomly hits you on the head, but then you go choke him and make him poop himself.
Yeah.
You kind of win.
Yeah. Someone said you have no idea what life is like to feel like you constantly have one on deck waiting to come out. You can't laugh too hard. You can't sneeze too hard. If anything jolts you at all, you will instantly poop your pants.
Constantly has that?
For many mornings, like, that's been my life.
I was going to say, I feel like I know how you feel.
You know what I mean?
More than you could ever realize.
Gosh.
That's tough.
Yep.
Yeah, morning butt is volatile.
Yeah, but I can keep it in. I don't feel like I'm going to poop myself at any minute.
One big laugh.
Oh, yeah.
All the dominoes come crashing
down. Sometimes I have to just laugh like this.
Oh, no. What's going on? I'm going to hear that laugh. Great.
Oh, God. Well, I can see that. I can almost see the poop on your face over there.
Really funny stuff, guys.
Well, fear poop is a thing. If you didn't realize it before now no. And maybe that little kid can just, you know. Well, I hope that doesn't trigger a life of fear pooping.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
It did.
If at 10 you get a gun in your face and you poop yourself.
He's out of the lemonade game.
That's for sure.
Oh, he should be. He should be anyway. In the Swiss Air Force, the Red Arrows are comparable to our Air Force's Thunderbirds.
Let's not get too carried away, though.
Well, similar.
Yeah.
So anyway, over the weekend, they screwed up. They did their flyover over the wrong location.
So, see, they would never do that.
Yeah. And instead of passing over the town of Laggenbrück, they ended up 4 miles off course in Munsterville. And that's where a yodeling festival was being held. So they totally interrupted the yodeling festival. There's a guy on a British news anchor who thought this was unbelievably hilarious on the BBC. Take a listen to this.
Here on Afternoon Live, the story of the day, and this could be the last time I tell it, could be the last story I ever tell. This is the Swiss Defense Ministry, who've had to apologize after their crack air display team performed a flyby over the wrong town. The Patrouille Swiss, that's the equivalent of our Red Arrows, were due to fly over Laggenbrück to honour a Swiss flying pioneer. But instead, the team flew 4 miles further away over the town of Mummelsville, which happened to be hosting the 31st Northwest Yodeling Festival. The squadron leader apparently saw the huge marquee set up for the yodelers and misdirected the jets. A spokesman for the Swiss military says the Tiger II aircraft isn't equipped with GPS technology.
What?
The group performed four formations for the startled yodelers, who were said to have enjoyed the unexpected show. Now, if you're wondering what yodeling looks and sounds like, I need a reminder. Here are some yodelers.
Oh, just kill me if I ever walked in there.
That's a party.
Those apparently are Austrian yodelers, not Swiss yodelers, so I apologize for that. But anyway, the pilot in charge of the air display, he said that the valleys look confusingly similar from the air.
I wish they had, like, people yodeling and then jets just screaming by.
I tried to get that together, but sound effect-wise, it just was...
I wanted a real thing.
I wonder how many yodeling festivals they have over there. There's probably one every day in the summer.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah.
One every day. You do like a yodeling festival world tour.
Right. Yeah. I went to all the single yodel festivals.
You won every one of them.
I did. I kicked ass.
Yeah, it's I can't imagine sitting and listening to a day of that.
Yeah. No,
like a day full of yodels.
And then the jets go by and you're like, this is the most kick-ass yodeling festival there probably is. Like,
take off the jets!
Jesus.
Also, I wouldn't know, like, who's killing it and who's not. Like, what?
World champion yodeler?
Like, what makes a yodel good?
It's fast, right?
Know. It's all bad.
Yeah, that's just not our wheelhouse, yodeling. We like to listen to this is a yodeling minutes. Champion here. It's Kata and the Blaze.
This is different, though.
Yeah, that's like country yodeling.
Yeah.
You want
like full Ricola commercial.
Yes.
Right.
Like that guy.
You want this?
Like Phronsie Lang.
Phronsie Lang. Nothing weird to see here.
This yeah.
Why does he have like a brush on his head?
Why wouldn't you?
Look at his whole getup.
Dave.
Does this look weird?
No.
Crazy life, huh? It's wild. A brush, a hat. No, look at him shake his hips.
Look at these people. Yeah. He's having fun.
Yeah.
What's crazy about this whole thing is he's just lip syncing it. There's no real talent.
No, he's lip syncing himself if he is lip syncing.
Sure.
Most people on TV do that.
Goddamn
oh,
Phronsie
wow.
Lang.
He'll actually sing a little bit.
Yeah, he does.
Not for long.
Oh, he's bad at lip syncing.
These are my favorite parts right here.
What was that one? There was like an old.
And what?
Remember the guy who he would sing without moving his mouth at all? It was like one of the first memes ever.
He would sing without moving his mouth? I don't remember that one.
I don't either.
Yeah, shoot.
Like a ventriloquist almost?
Oh, man. Oh.
There was like a big thing.
None of us can help you.
No.
I know.
Sorry.
Oh, when you hear it. Tra-la-la, trollo.
Oh,
Trollo.
Oh, now you're ringing a bell.
Trollo.
Just put in Trollo.
Just put like troll song.
Trollo.
Trollo.
What?
Yes.
Oh, I do remember this guy.
Yes.
I have seen this.
Yes.
I forgot all about this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now I remember this. Yeah. We played this before, right?
Yeah. Years ago.
He's got a creepy-looking Dracula face.
You I love that it had such an impact on you, Chuck, that you remember
this. It's one
of
the very first things.
Yeah, look at that guy. He's scary.
Isn't he scary?
He does have like an Eddie Munster kind of look to him a little bit. You don't hear a deep yodeler that often.
I would be freaked out if I met that guy. Like if he was in person.
Oh, yes. He's like
look at him.
An old school villain.
He should have been a villain. Why wasn't he a villain in a movie?
Well, when they got done wrapping this up, whatever the hell this is, was he like, was that great or great?
Yeah, how does he talk? Great.
I think I killed it when I really was.
When does he trollo low?
A lot of da-das and la-las.
Yeah, you need the... The closed captioning on
easy,
there.
Really.
This is pretty much how I sing, though, because I forget all the words.
I'm fascinated by this.
I know.
It is fascinating.
Chuck, you're enraptured. Oh, wow. Look at that. I know, Dracula.
Impressive.
Do we look up this guy's story or do
nothing.
We care at the
we
time?
Don't even. We didn't.
Because I always care about the background.
I'm fascinated by everything that happened to
you
this
You know
man.
What disturbs me? Laughy sing.
Oh, well.
And when you sing and laugh at the same time.
He'll make a face that doesn't go with the music at all.
Oh
yeah, that's not.
And he's about ready to kill you.
Right, that's the villain.
That. This is what he does.
Jesus Christ, this guy.
Keeps going.
Amazing.
I don't think there's even an audience in that room.
I don't think so either.
No, this is in his basement.
Yeah. These are
His name is Edward Kiel. Well, Edward Kiel. Kiel's right in his name.
Yeah, Kiel. Edward Kiel.
Edward Kiel.
Eddie Kiel.
He is a Soviet Russian baritone singer. Well, I think he's no longer with us.
Yeah, yes, he died in 2012.
What did he do before that?
He killed everyone.
He was a baritone singer. He was a recipient of the People's Artists of the RSFSR.
He killed people on the side for Russia.
For sure he did. For sure he did.
Tormented them.
And then when Putin took him to the top of the building, he was like, oh.
He was a national treasure.
Putin would have never done that to him.
That's right.
Yeah, you're right.
I like his music and tunes and talents.
He is very good.
So he wouldn't be allowed to be in a villain movie, play a villain in a movie.
No, he should, though.
But he should inspire one.
You're, tied to a chair, and you're, hear him singing. Oh, no, he's coming! Oh, God!
So creepy.
He's singing! Oh, it's another singing night! His name's Edward Kiel! His name's Edward Kiel! Oh, he's here! That's it. Oh, no, dude, you're freaking me out! Oh, God! Oh, Treasure Escape! Treasure Escape! It's gonna get weird. It's gonna get real weird. Oh, he's nude. He's nude. Oh, God, what a horrifying dance. Oh, no. Oh, boy.
I touched on so much of this song.
That's a beautiful song, man. Just stay there. Stay out behind us.
And then dead. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And then he laughed. He laughed at the end.
That's amazing.
I do not like a singing laugh.
That is a
pure psychopath.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? Pure psychopath move.
He looked like a psychopath.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. Edward Kiel.
He's known as one of the biggest Russian pop stars. Would you say that? I guess they call that pop.
So they have
That's
him.
That's all they have.
And then they have the other guy that.
Yeah.
That guy.
Vitas.
Russian music's crazy.
It all came out around the same time, I think. People found this Russian music.
But yeah, so Chuck was right. He became a big meme, and unfortunately, he's no longer with us. Mm. Or fortunately, depending on how you look at him. He looks terrifying.
He is. Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.